Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good. I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Knowledge, those experiences to them, and I won't say whether it is or not. I guess that's for the individual to determine. How do you get that over to them? Go ahead, give us some pointers. Let me hear the pointers. Give us the pointers. I missed that. Say that again. Say that again. I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that one. What was that? Okay, I heard you. I heard you. Right. Okay. Right. Okay. Okay. Let me ask you this. You mentioned the moms and parents should put their children, that you suggest. Okay, just a second. I'm going to take a break. Don't go anywhere, Mr. Lewis Wall Sr. I'm going to take a break, and we're going to work on some technical issues. But get you a glass of water or something. But right back, I'm going to take a break.
Favorite girl. I'll always
but he has worked with the Dallas Urban League, with Clean South Dallas, with the Zan Homes, Zan Wesley Homes Junior Community Outreach Center. He's a trustee at the historic New Hope Baptist Church. He's the grandson of pioneer black dentist Dr. M.C. Cooper, for whom a new dental school was recently named through Texas A&M College of Dentistry. And the new dental school is at 4570 Saeed Road. We've got a little time left, Mr. Rhone Sr., R-H-O-N-E Sr., but I wanted to get your assessment, because you've got a pretty clear view and assessment of the issues that face our predecessors during your growing up years and the younger generation now. So what do you feel are the issues that current President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, what do you feel are the issues they could hone in on to really best benefit underserved communities? Or are they on the right track? I hope you can hear me.
Well, yeah, I think his agenda is very broad. I think it's a little bit too broad, because it gives the opposition party the ammunition to fighting with.
Okay.
And they've come out directly and said, they quietly, when President Obama was in office, said, we're not going to put in, and that's how they quietly held them back. That was a lot of things that he failed to accomplish.
Okay.
Because of the Republican Party, you can't just exist order your way through this whole process. You know, I do believe that there's an element of this country that's willing to destroy in order to bring it back the way that they, or they think they can bring it back the way they want.
Okay.
The way to suit them.
Okay.
But I got news for
them. Uh huh.
That's a whole bullshit. There's a lot of young people there who are getting interested in
finance. Okay.
Back during my time, the idea was to get a job at a blue chip company, work mm-hmm. 20 years, get a retirement,
mm-hmm.
and live happily ever after.
Oh, okay.
Manage to get a house somewhere.
I don't know how you hear. When I was pregnant in jail, I thought I was going to have a baby and the baby would never be with me, but I was acquitted a month and 3 days before Tupac was born. I was real happy because I had a son.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was the fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Said tears with my baby sister. Over the years we was poor than another little kid. And even though I'm
wake up everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. Better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. They don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. They do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me. Everybody need a little help, y'all.